Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the NXT preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Havler and Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review the show formerly known as NXT 2.0, premium live events. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week, complete with a video quiz, of course, on wrestle culture. As I said, though, joined by Hamlet Sidgwick, Judgment Daisy, Nelly the Elephant, to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT and all the fallout from NXT Roadblock.
Why is that creepy?
What's corrupt about
what's corrupted about it?
It's just everything's been corrupted. Anything in the past is officially corrupted.
He's got a point here, because Stand and Deliver was a pirate-themed WrestleMania, and now it just sticks around, doesn't it? As if the road that they're blocking has got highwaymen on it, and they're going to, like, pull... Like, the WWE roster's on the road to WrestleMania. Oh, but pull over, and these creepy little freaks are working the show in the daytime beforehand. So I'll give you a creepy roadblock. Yeah, I've already forgotten. It's that NXT thing. I've kind of already forgotten roadblock, but you did go over this card, as usual. Pre-podcast prep. Stacked again. They've done it again.
Yes, NXT Roadblock, of course, saw Tony D'Angelo winning a jailhouse street fight, Bron Breakker and the Creed brothers defeating Indus Share, and then Bron having a face-off with Melo ahead of the pay-per-view match. Gigi Dolin and JC Jane, Joe Gacy defeating Andre Chase, and more developments with the crumbling of Chase U. That was corrupted.
Yeah, I've been corrupted.
And then Roxanne Perez, which is one of the main talking points, I suppose, going into tonight, and homage to Shawn Michaels, of course.
I want to shout out a loyal listener and somebody I enjoy engaging with on Twitter very much, Fraser Cranium, who responded to Andy Murray's request, having been completely out of the wrestling cycle for a week. Like, going back onto Twitter, any recommendations, anything to check out, looking forward to locking back in. And Fraser's message was like, if you do one thing, make sure to check out the jailhouse match.
After AEW Revolution, main priority should be the jailhouse street fight.
Go there first, obviously. Iron Man match can wait. Stacks died in front of a door.
Speaking of Tony D, before Stacks gets here, I want to give a shout out to Taylor Allward, who sent me an email last week. I forgot to mention this at the time. He writes, Adam, love your podcast. Finding them has gotten me back into wrestling after years away. Saw this article. I think I read this to you, Sid. Saw this article and was surprised to see Tony D doing double duty last night. Keep up with the good work and getting us through this week. And it's an ESPN report about the Philadelphia Flyers and their defenseman, Tony D'Angelo, who, according to this article, received a major penalty and a game misconduct on Tuesday night after spearing Tampa Bay Lightning forward Corey Perry below the belt. So,
speared him in the cack.
Speared him in the goddamn cack. Yeah.
Who's Gordon? Gordon is a legend who deserves a shout out. Have we identified Gordon yet?
Oh, George.
George. I knew he began with a G.
I was thinking, who's Gordon?
Our Iron Brew friend. Yeah, I've tweeted that today. We got a pack of...
Who's George? He's a legend.
Yes, George.
Old-fashioned. Iron Brews.
From the famous drinks manufacturer, Bar.
There's no bears.
They don't upset the bear.
Yeah, the bear. Yeah, you didn't leave any sort of Twitter handle or anything like that, George. Maybe you're just better than us and not on it. But if you listen to this and you can reach out to us in some other way, please do, because we're very grateful.
I want to thank you, George.
Yes, thank you, George.
I went down a treat that. Iron Brew, I think, is the ultimate pop that I forget how good it is.
Yes.
Until I've had a drop.
My hangover cure, Iron Brew. It's my, like, ooh, I'm in a bit of a sitch here. Big bottle of Iron Brew, made out of girders in Scotland. And I suddenly feel better.
That strikes me as the sort of marketing that you'd have absolutely loved. Mum, is the bridge in this?
Well, if there was, what would that help you get to?
The other day.
Oh, God.
Come on, mate.
Come on, you got it. Idiot.
Right, well, thanks for joining us for the NXT preview. That's it. We've talked about everything, haven't
we? Tizers like that with Iron Brew as well. It would never be the first choice.
I have not had a tizer in yet. Do they still make them?
I don't even know. It could have been like Lilt and just been quietly.
Oh, Lilt's still around. It's just...
it's going, isn't it?
Is it?
They're rebadging it, you fools. It's like Fanta... It's going to be Fanta, lemon and pineapple or something, but Lil, as we know it, is going.
That sucks.
Yeah.
It's going to be what?
Fanta, lemon and pineapple?
No, dear, that's wrong.
Where's the button?
I'm going to Google ties.
Oh, you know what I need to tease mysteriously?
Ties?
I've only just gone and worked out the recipe to Mountain Dew Pitch Black. So,
what?
I will, you know, just for a bit of retention...
This is like an upgrade from the last one.
It's the same one, and it was good. I didn't tell the people, did I?
Yeah, we talked about it at length on a podcast. It was really good.
But did I tell people the secret combination?
Yeah. Oh, the one that you sent the picture for with the colour.
Corrupted Mountain Dew. It's blueberry lemonade and grape soda.
But from Aldi.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the magic, really, isn't it?
2/3 of one, 1/3 of the other. Check back next week and you'll find out.
You didn't tell us the measures. I like that. 2/3 to 1/3.
Yeah.
Or something.
Is Tizer Brexit or no?
What?
It's called, it says on here, Tizer, the great British pop.
Oh, is it one of them?
I'm more worried about it now.
I can't even remember what it bloody tastes like.
No, me neither.
Tizer? I haven't heard that in years.
Remember the...
Get it on Morrison's.com.
Remember apparently. When the branding was like a red...
Other supermarkets are available.
Yeah. Takes you back.
Does
nothing tastes like Tizer? Apparently,
then aren't they? So I want to remember what it tastes like.
Imagine the marketing company getting that the wrong way around. You sure you want this to go? Yeah. £3 million. Tizer tastes like nothing.
Oh, tell you what isn't nothing. Tonight's NXT.
This guy, traffic and travel.
Two championship matches to talk about, but before that, Johnny Gargano's back after his...
After going 50-50 on Raw over the past 2 weeks. Yeah. Well, they're stupid. Remember when I was reliably informed that the only reason why, the NXT to WWE main roster pipeline, bloody Vince, that stupid old demented bastard, he's past it, he's spiteful, they're too small for him, and you know he's gone a bit head mental these days. And that's why he botches all of these NXT call-ups into oblivion. Triple H's record ain't much better. And the left hand continues to not know what the right hand is doing between Triple H and Shawn Michaels.
Well, it's even worse than you're making it sound in the last night, because not only has he gone 50-50...
His run's been absolutely rubbish as well.
Yeah, that too, but also his win was immediately tainted by Edge going, well, he shouldn't have won that, so...
That's the low-key detail of the story, is that Edge doesn't like Johnny Gargano. Like, he didn't stick around when he saved him last night on Raw.
Yes.
And he was undermining the win last week.
It's probably from that. It's probably lore from the time he popped down to NXT to decide, will I use my Royal Rumble win to challenge for the NXT Championship?
This is the house that Johnny Gargano built. And it sucks. Remember that stare down with Edge and Karrion Kross? They were both looking at each other like... With the bulging eyes. Can you imagine how boring that match would be?
So boring.
I reckon it would be slightly better than AJ Styles versus Edge.
It'd be hideously dull, and it'd be Karrion Kross's best ever match.
Yes. I also came up with the worst WrestleMania match of all time. You know, when it was like Shawn Michaels versus Eddie Guerrero and Austin versus Hogan. I've come up with the Black Lodge version of that, like the opposite. Given their respective records in stadiums, right? Triple H versus AJ Styles.
Oh, no, yeah, because people would really want it.
I know.
AJ was pitching for it, wasn't he?
Was he?
He was a couple of years back, he was saying, like, if Triple H could still get, he wanted
it. I'm telling you now, that match would be people going, oh, my God, this is going to be goated. It would be rubbish.
Yeah.
Look at AJ Styles' WrestleMania record. And hop onto whatculture.com/WWE for a bit of an explanation as to why it might be on Fraud Watch.
Also, the finish is dead simple. AJ Styles.
That's going to be a new feature
fraud
on the podcast.
Watch.
A new feature on the podcast. It's not quite finished.
That's a slow road to finish.
It's a slow road to finish. Fraud Watch. AJ Styles in a stadium. Fraud.
Yep.
I didn't like the Shane McMahon match because I couldn't take it seriously. But as a demonstration of AJ's ability as a wrestler, it's pretty undeniable, incontrovertible proof. But elsewhere, that record is pretty shabby.
Remember that infographic last year? It was like, what a run for AJ Styles at WrestleMania so far.
I was like, no, it sucked ass.
Where is it?
It sucked ass.
Didn't he lose his first one against Jericho for no reason?
Yeah.
And then went straight into a few with Roman Reigns.
That was mid as well. Jericho, for me, is a bit of a stadium. I'm sure there's going to be examples like WWE Stadium, maybe not so much New Japan, but I think he's a bit of a WWE Stadium fraud.
It's 50-50 in stadiums. Jericho Michaels, amazing.
Oh, yeah, that was in stadium, yeah.
Jericho Edge. Jericho Punk, I think I wanted to like that way more at the time because I was a big Punk guy, but I'd never go and watch it back.
Jericho Triple H.
Oh boy.
Kind of have to give him credit for the Jericho versus the Legends at 25, don't you? Like, that's a fair play.
Ricky Steamboat.
Quite oh, great. We can lift that from Jericho now, can we? Is that done? Good.
Also, the finish of AJ Styles Triple H is blindingly obvious. AJ, you go for the phenomenal forearm. Inexplicably land too short, land on your feet so I can kick you and pedigree you.
And, well, it's not inexplicable, it's explained, because he's just worked the leg for 20 minutes. With like he's just held a half crab.
Yeah.
And he's just like reaching for the ropes for a bit, and his leg's really hurting, and then he goes and he hasn't got quite the usual spring.
Quite like to hit you with a Stars Clash, Hunter. That's not going to work for me, that one. but the good news is Johnny Gargano isn't doing any of that silly stuff on the main roster. See with Grayson Bloody Waller, one of the best things about NXT.
Maybe Waller will point out that he's gone 50-50.
He calls him Pony Pargano. I'm going to be so excited.
Pony Bloody Pargano. He's been really good at pointing out the harsh truths about this brand, isn't he? About
Shawn Michaels, Derek's secrets,
the real reasons.
And going back and forth on Twitter as well, isn't he? Saying like, wrestling got ruined as soon as they let fans into the locker room.
Yeah. You see Gargano's response.
It's good, isn't it?
I slapped the like on that.
Yeah.
What was it like, nice? Something about his tash, wasn't it?
It was like, it sure did, mustache. Because, you know, you're taking the picture with Candice Michelle at PWG.
Mm. Yeah. No, it's... I'd expect...
Candice LeRae, sorry.
What did I say?
Candice Michelle.
Maybe she was backstage at PWG.
They're both called Candice. There's nothing else to it.
What's on that?
Johnny and Grayson Waller.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to this tonight.
So I think Grayson Waller's got the charisma to absolutely own Gargano here, but Gargano will be given the lines to own Grayson Waller. So this won't feel real or organic at all. I think Waller's got...
Well, are they going to give him...
It's time to play the game!
Time to play the game! Speaking of NXT, she should or could go... Maybe the LA JoJo.
I'm just imagining kicking the door in. Demeanor's here. What the...
Anybody meaner? Didn't think so.
Running drills with Shibata.
I think I've got the line. I think this is going to be a short game.
So this is like, so the game is called did it. What kind of insider reference is Grayson Waller? What do you think the game was?
I thought it was going to be the crap WWE line that Gargano was going to use on Grayson
both
Waller.
Both play both games.
My one is... the only effect you have, Grayson Waller, is nausea on this audio.
That's going to be something with effect. Something with effect.
Grayson Waller's going to, like, make reference to when he was a fat kid. And I was going to beat him up. Like, that's what you used to have.
That'd be so good. F*** you, Freddy.
I'm going to rally you up like pizza dough. Like your father.
You love Shawn Michaels because he helped you escape the fact that you were a sad fat kid. Well, I'm going to have you crying at your post-WrestleMania pizza, Tubbo.
Wow.
Tell him, Tubbs.
Never mind Johnny Wrestling. Johnny Fat. Johnny Wrestling. I've seen those pictures of you when you were a child. More like Johnny Eating.
Yeah.
Hey, I was a fat kid too, so we're allowed to do this.
I'm a fat kid now.
I was fat when I was younger. Sixth form is when I suddenly got all lanky, basically. And I was still specky then, so it's fine.
Christopher Lyon.
The bullies were like, we'll still be all right, don't worry.
You got ginger and specky.
Yeah, ginger specky, I'm fat at one point. Brilliant. Triple threat, fantastic.
His fat cheeks are the only thing stopping his head being a shoot square. Like 490 degree angles. If there weren't cheeks and chins popping out the sides.
Hey, have you ever read Roald Dahl? One of the, genuinely, I'm being earnest here. Is it the Twits? Is it the Twits, the one with the horrible people?
Yeah, food in the beard. And
There's like one of the nicest passages of prose I've ever read in my entire life. Is picture of, what was Dahl's illustrator called? Quentin Blake. Well, it's a picture of not the most conventionally attractive woman, but he's drawn her like so happy that it's like the only key to beauty is to just smile and beams will come out your face. I'm paraphrasing, but it's very nice. But the sentiment remains the same. I honestly genuinely like this.
In all seriousness, they could steal a legitimately great NXT, but I could be wrong here. I think this might be one of the last NXT moments Michael Sidgwick enjoyed before AEW existed, I think.
Wow.
Which is to basically just steal something that happened before and was great. Do you remember when Adam Cole went to Johnny Gargano's dad's restaurant and just bantered him off? Like, he was like, maybe yes, cook him all that food, he wouldn't still be able to keep up with me. That was pretty much his crack. That's built for Grayson Waller to do that.
Yeah.
Like, if I can't... Or, what about Waller this week mocks how much of a Shawn Michaels super fan Johnny Gargano was by trying to be one himself. Like, just comes out in all his own Shawn Michaels stuff that he bought in prep to fight Shawn. And he was like, he didn't even want the match, but I'll just use it against you.
Do you reckon they'll do any callbacks to The Way with Indy Hartwell or no?
Oh, God, yeah, Indy Hartwell.
This is genuinely one of the most...
Jurassic almost gets hit by her in the car park.
I found it. It's just genuinely like one of the nicest things. If you have good thoughts, they will shine out of your face like sunbeams and you will always look lovely.
That's great,
isn't it? I just think that's class, that.
I wonder if that's the reason why Pretty Deadly looks so good. Maybe it's because they're having good thoughts about their title match tonight with Gallus for the NXT Tag Team titles.
Yeah, it's...
Somebody please, should be.
Please, honestly, like, I will be... I'll be on the hook for this. Like, what was the last match? I'm an adult, right? And I think, as ever, the answer is Kenny Omega versus Kazuchika Okada 4, where I was like, please win. Please, babyface, I really want you to win. I'm a grown man. I should know better. I know it's a work. I really want you to win.
Yeah.
I really, really want you to win this match. That's the case for Pretty Deadly versus Gallus. So for the first time in 5 years, I will be earnestly really wanting this to happen.
On this show of all shows, this is as real as it gets, isn't it?
Mm.
Like, we'll be rooting for them. They've cast Gallus, the Gallus boys, as Cool Hand Luke figures over the last couple of weeks, and I just don't believe it. I don't believe a single bit of it. So I hope that Pretty Deadly...
The one in that audience does, and their plants.
Yeah. If Pretty Deadly have been made clowns of in order to try and make Gallus baby faces, then the one saving grace can be that they can't be long for NXT if they lose. That's maybe I'm already bargaining with the fact they're going to lose here, but they're main roster bound if they don't win these belts now, I think.
Yeah, I think... A bit like with Gigi Dolin and JC Jane, I think they're... Well, as we thought, actually, last week. There wasn't shenanigans, was there?
No, it was just...
Shenanigans post-match.
It was diabolical. Yeah. There wasn't even shenanigans post-match. Didn't do a heat angle. Yeah. Thwarted attack.
I was going to say, I would assume that they do something here, whether it's... I don't know what's going on with Joe Coffey, for example, whether it's interference like that or whatever, or something to set up a stepped-up rematch at the pay.
I'm not so sure. I think... Gallus or Pretty Deadly win. It's probably going to be Gallus. I wish it wasn't. I wonder if they might put the Cowboys into the shot for Stan and Deliver.
Oh.
A genuine meritocracy bit of booking.
I think I want Gallus to win now.
This is clearly the most...
Actually, they're thing is heels, aren't
Pretty
they?
Deadly can play. No one knows who the... I think Gallus are meant to be the baby face.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, Gallus was the faces. Like, the idea that the four of them, as this storyline builds to a crescendo that could theoretically pay off at Stand and Deliver, the idea that
oh my God.
All four of them could have belts before it all falls apart.
A live in-ring kiss.
Yes.
Between Bruce Jensen and Fallon Henley.
Clinking all four titles. Like, Stand and Deliver could be the destination for where all this happens. It's the inverse of the Bloodline situation.
What in that this is getting good and the Bloodline's cool enough?
Let's talk quickly about the best storyline in all of wrestling. Of course, Fallon Henley, Sir Wanks-a-Lot, Boris Johnson, and of course, Kiana James and the flowers. The mystery flowers, let's say. Fallon Henley, I think the last, because I genuinely swear to God, reread the notes that I made on this last week because I wanted to get every story beat right. I think the last we heard of it, Fallon Henley said, I've got a plan.
Yeah.
Because Brooks said, well, she's clearly getting flowers from someone else. What are we going to do about it? What is the, I mean?
You get somebody else's flower. Poetic justice.
Oh!
It's good.
What if a new...
It's good sex law.
New wrestler debuts.
This is your thing.
You're a florist.
Okay.
Or it could be, who is it? Is it Grayson Waller who had about six different jobs at one point?
Yeah, he's been a florist.
Daredevil, Golden Gloves, boxing champion, social media influencer.
Tinder. Isn't he helped Cameron? Is it him who helped Cameron Grimes?
He was trying to get Cameron Grimes a girlfriend.
Lothario. So
what's her plan? It should be focused on, someone needs to tell her it's a wrestling show and she's a champion of it. So she probably be focused.
Oh yeah, she's got a belt, hasn't she?
She'd probably be focused on fixing whatever might currently be this new strain between them in time for a title defense that they should theoretically have coming up at the brand's biggest show of the year in like a couple of weeks. So maybe that's related to the plan.
Well, let's think about this, right?
Smart.
Let's think about it for about a maximum of 10 more minutes. To come up with a plan, you have to come up with the objective.
The aim of the plan.
We got the name of the plan. Let's go to the aim of the plan. Four o'clock. So the objective that you plan towards is thwarting that Jezebel, Kiana James, catching her red-handed with another man. Oh, another anyone.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the aim of the plan. The name of the plan is what? How does she do this? She wants to catch her out. How does she accomplish this? And it's a pretty knotty tale because there's no invisible camera, so they can't do any camera setups. Wilborn is looking at me like he's had an idea, and it might be stupid knowing him.
So, I thought the first part of the plan has to be find out who sent the flowers. So,
how are you going to do that?
Brooks is going to order Fallon Henley some flowers, and when the bloke turns up with the flowers, Brooks is going to jump in the back of the van, get driven back to Flower headquarters, right? Hack the system.
What system? It's like the system's just called the system.
Like
Steve Turner's stream.
The system at Flower headquarters.
Here we are. Find out who sent the name of the person who sent the flowers. Well, unfortunately, the system only says the first name because obviously it's going to be like Kiana's sister,
like Lee.
Or assistant. Yeah, exactly.
Or
Jamie, I think we came up with last week. Right? So, after you hack the system, then Brooks orders Kiana James more flowers, which could also cause some, like, Batista a la Triple H chatting to Ric Flair around the corner. So Wankslot's like, why are you ordering Kiana James flowers? Weirdo. I thought you were going to stand back.
That's too much tension.
Right. Right. But he says, oh, on the flowers, can you write to Kiana, here's some flowers, right? Meet me in the NXT parking lot. What time is it going out in America? Right. 8 p.m. or 9
p.m. 8, 7 Central.
So 9 p.m.
7. 8, 7 Central.
9 p.m. 8 Central.
Is that the same in daylight savings? Oh, how do you save daylight? That is a real thinker.
Meet me in the car park next week at 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central. And then...
7 Central.
And Indy Hartwell zooms in and blasts with a car. Sorry, wrong person. What about...
And then that's where they find out who this person is.
I'm completely lost.
Yeah. Oh, because they're going to confront her. That's it, sorry. Because I've just realised that Jamie's not going to be turning up because they're not involved in it.
Fallon Henley was like, come on, Brooks, I've got a plan. As if she needs Brooks for the plan.
Brooks has to seduce the assistant.
That's another option. Part of my plan. Brooks seduces the assistant, meaning the assistant goes out of the office and Fallon steals the planner, the business planner where she was planning her business. And it's, what's the opposite of dramatic irony where the characters know something and we don't? In literary terms.
Don't know.
Right. Well, she opens the book and like has the, and we know the card's in the book where she was hiding it, and then she stares at the card and goes, and she knows who sent
the
flowers.
I'll have to tell everyone next
Tuesday. I'm going to save this news. Like, and the characters could be like, can't you just tell us now? Because all these people know the news at the same time as us is a real invasion. No. Tuesday, 8, 7 Central.
I like that idea.
Thanks.
I can't top it, to be honest. The idea is to get her out of her office, which should be easy considering she performs at the Performance Center several times per week, so no ruse is required. Steal a bloody planner.
Yep.
Perfect.
And then she finds out it's from Lee.
Joe.
Who Lee? Why's Lee?
Why's all the flowers? Why are they blue?
Why are blue?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Right, where the bollocks? Stack's going to come up, yeah, because he usually comes at the end.
It's her out left.
Yes, there is, in fact, a major grudge match to look forward to tonight. Before we talk about that, Hamlet, why don't you tell us what's going on with Roxanne Perez? Because that's a big question after last week's show, the collapse after the match with Mikko Satomura and obviously the angle a la Shawn Michaels.
When Shawn collapsed, it was in November, and they spent the rest of the Christmas break not speaking to him and questioning if he would be fit for the Royal Rumble or indeed fit to wrestle ever again. And they held a big press conference in January and he said, yes, I'm back and I'm going to wrestle at the Royal Rumble. It's NXT and Stan delivers in 2 weeks. So Roxanne Perez is going to reveal this week that she's been recovering in hospital, but she's hopefully going to be fine. She's fighting champion. It's an expedited version of the Shawn one. And she's ready to take on all comers, but you can see that, like, you know, that fight isn't really in her eyes. And that's where you... Tiffany Stratton, isn't it?
Please,
but like,
God.
Tiffany Stratton or somebody
who?
Else has never had.
Tiffany's called a shot the other week, didn't she?
Yeah, never
then
been.
Lyra Valkyrie
position.
Banged on about flying as a crow or something. I don't think she's going
to
get
the shot.
All
the way to the top.
You know how a crow flies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As a crow. That's not what that means.
And even I have difficulty with the actual idiom.
Yeah. So she's just, we're going to have like a serious medical report on this show with bird person and stuff on it.
Yeah, can't take it seriously.
A sit down.
It's kind of take it seriously.
A Jim Ross style sit down. Twist, it's with Booker T.
Yes.
And he can't
I
do
like
that.
I like solemn Booker.
He can't handle it.
Because he was well used, to be fair, in last week's angle.
Yeah, he was good last week.
Solemn Booker sounds like a 2013 NXT name. It does, doesn't it?
It does. You got 10 seconds to talk about your mustache, Solemn Booker. Matt Stryker's rubbing his thigh. Stupid.
He's embarrassing himself, isn't he?
Come on, Vince, let's laugh at him.
Let's laugh at looking how better I am next to this cat who I'm kicking the f***ing shit out of on live television. I'm Matt Stryker.
Class is in session, dickheads.
It's so good.
He absolutely loves it.
He was in dirt work. Like, I was on .com for it. I wasn't even on telly by the end. He's like, you're dumbasses.
Hey, one of you kneel behind him. Now push him in four backwards.
Oh. Sorry, the topic was milkshake. You didn't talk about milkshake. You complete asshole. Why aren't you telling me about... Oh, shut up! That is the worst person alive. The worst... Have I ever felt this visceral hatred towards anyone as much as I do Matt Stryker on that program?
Matt Stryker, but I saw you bump. It was flat as a fart.
She did one at Wade Barrett very early. Where... Wade, tell me about what you're learning from Chris Jericho in this match, your mentor against Daniel Bryan. Puts a microphone on Wade Barrett's face for like... 5 seconds. Wade, you're not telling me what you're learning. And Wade Barrett's like, if you give us 5 seconds, maybe I will. You arsehole, stop moving the goalposts. Stop trying to look clever. We get it, you're a teacher. You're a pompous arse.
They put him in the monster promo, didn't they, for Daniel Bryan? You haven't been in NXT for a minute. And you're thinking you're... Yeah, because he's fucking Bryan Danielson, dickhead.
He's 10 million times the wrestler you'll ever be, Matt Stryker. Telling him that he isn't.
He's 10 million times the wrestler most of the wrestlers is, and Matt Stryker's not even the best Matt Stryker.
I know.
Why there's that Ring of Honor one that was better?
You learned that at school, dickhead. Hate him. Seriously, can't stand him. Anyway.
The grudge match I mentioned earlier. Sorry, I was just...
technical difficulties.
Sorting something out, yeah, because there's a grudge match tonight, Hamflet. It's Dabba Kato versus former friend and partner, Apollo Crews.
Oh my God.
How are you feeling about Apollo Crews versus Dabba Kato?
I don't think it'll be very good. No. I think, genuinely, this could kind of embarrass the WWE Performance Center because of that Dabba Kato, who's been in the system for years at this point, cannot enter a competent TV performance that isn't a squash, then it's going to be bad news.
You made a good point, yeah.
Like, I'm not calling him Papa Pato yet, but it doesn't bode well that he's like... This is theoretically been built up for Stand and Deliver. It's an Apollo Crews match, and they're just knocking out on TV 2 weeks before. Like, because to your point about the tag match.
Yeah.
It's not like this is getting a stepped up rematch, is it?
No. Because they normally only have like...
Can't do it twice on two shows with like the Toxic Attraction and then this.
And they normally only have what, like five matches? Oh, no, I'm thinking of...
Five or six, but there's enough other things that fill that card.
Honestly, Crews has genuinely shown some actual personality in NXT. Yeah. And
who could have seen that? Oh, wait, yeah, sorry.
You'd hope that Triple H will realise that and go, Christ, I could do with you on the main roster. So Dabba Kato, like, people are willing to have latitude towards this sort of thing. Dabba Kato just destroys Crews. Crews can kind of just go back to the main roster and no one cares. No one's going to go, oh, you got your... ass kicked by Dabba Kato. Not going to cheer you anymore. It's not how it works.
Great Khali fought on the Undertaker's chest deal. You just accept what you're
watching.
Yeah, because it felt like this was going to be a match destined for Stand and Deliver. And the fact that, I don't know.
They're not putting Kato in an arena. And that tells me take the performance center and shove it up your ass because it's useless. It's useless. It's absolutely terrible, man.
But it's, in all seriousness, the takeover used to be a prize, didn't it, for these people? Uh-huh, and it is that again.
Yeah.
Based on Vengeance Day, it is that. And I, like anyone in that gym every day now has a thing to strive towards. And if Dabba Kato's, if they've already determined that he's not that guy, it's trouble.
It's not going to be, he's not going to be that guy, is
Optics
he?
Aren't great, are they?
No.
Finally, there's a North American Championship Open Challenge again from Wesley tonight, which usually pan out pretty well. A for Wesley and B for just great matches. Nathan Fraser being the last one. Now, it was hinted at, I think on last week's show, that the person who could accept that challenge was going to be Axiom.
Nerd!
But they did also say, well, I'd like to face you, but it's kind of whoever hits the ring first. Are you telling me there's a chance?
Tony, just get off this. Tony D.
Not Tony D. I'm not pitching Tony D.
You're pitching
Stacks. Okay. I say, I explained this.
What a pivot.
I explained this. I explained this last week. Tony D.
It's fucking Stacks.
He's Stacks.
Tony D. As a reward to Stax for putting his body on the line in the jailhouse street fight, prevents Axiom from answering the challenge. There it is, Stax. Stax, North American champion by this time tomorrow.
I
reckon, right? Because the theme here is great matches on TV starring Wesley. They could, and this is very boring, have Dragunov or McDonough to answer the challenge and the other one interferes to set up their match. Yeah. So you get a quote-unquote good match and then a build to another quote-unquote good match.
That's a great shout. Probably better than mine.
The thing is, the good match thing is fine as long as it's as good as the one the other week, because that really stuck up for itself in a week where there's always great wrestling. NXT almost never has wrestling so great you remember it. This was one of them. Mm.
So you're saying it's not going to be Stax?
I don't think so.
No. JD McDonough. No, Dragunov. Do you want the baby face? Mm. He was booking this thing.
It gets cost, doesn't he, then? And then there's a, you know.
Sounds boring, lol.
Although when McDonough hits him really hard, it's not what Dragunov likes. I like the pain.
I like the pain.
Yeah.
Oh, very painful. I like it.
Been corrupted.
Dragunov's been corrupted, lad.
Corrupted by combat.
Yay, guys!
Hey, Stax, how's it going?
Where's Ilya at? I heard him through the door.
What?
I heard Ilya Dragunov's here. What is this? A fucking zoo? Huh? You got the cow. You got the elephant. Now you got Ilya Dragunov taking spots. And he's not getting paid as much as I am.
It was an impression. Do you know what an impression is?
Neville, do one in The Godfather. Improbable. What the hell are you talking about?
Wilborn does one of you. If you haven't never heard that.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Oh, let's hear it.
Okay, Stax.
Hi, guys. That fucking sucks, Wilborn.
Yeah, sorry. I'll practice it a bit. Okay.
Anyway, guys, we all got places to be. Sidge, what's the deal with flowers, huh?
They are really pretty plants that you can grow, and, you know, they're quite... You can give people flowers as a sign of love, sign of commiseration. Yeah, that's the deal with flowers.
Because there's a lot of talk in the locker room about Kiana James getting her flowers, mm-hmm. Which she should as a champion, I suppose.
Yeah.
Maybe there were belated congratulations for winning the titles, and that's the misunderstanding.
Somebody said to Von Wagner, you know, she should really get her flowers. Okay, I will do that.
Okay, I will do that. She impressed me by winning the championships.
Solved the mystery. Yes. Von Wagner got the flowers.
Sorry, Stax.
It's okay. Well, it's only flowers.
He's got a joke.
Yeah.
You know,
what?
Three jokes, man.
After this one.
after this one, because Tony D, you know, was talking before about how funny it would be if flowers had penises. I said, what a load of poppycock. Poppycock! With Poppy with a big cock on it. Picture that.
Huh? Oh, it's all I've been able to picture since you said the sentence Tony D was talking about, wouldn't it be funny if flowers had penises, Stacks?
Three jokes for questions for you, Sidge. Question number one, joke number one. Which flower's the clumsiest?
The Daffy Dill.
Oh, that's really good. I don't think that can be topped.
It's good. It's not right.
How?
Which flower's the clumsiest? The whoopsie daisy.
That's not yeah, that's good. I like that.
Is that related to the Judgment Daisy?
Easy, you.
What was the elephant?
You like to see the performance center, huh?
Get out from under us, Stacks. Tell your jokes.
What do you call a flower that practices abstinence?
It's like celibate. It's like I'm thinking flowers begin with C. It's like carnation, yeah.
Chrysanthemum. What other word is celibate? Is there like a Virginia-based flower? Virgin. Chastity. I don't know.
I don't know Stacks.
What do you call a flower that practices abstinence? Oh, fuck me not.
Very good.
Final question / joke for you, Sidge. And I guess we get out of here.
Yeah, me too.
What is better than flowers on your piano?
A mouth on your cock.
Pretty much two lips on your organ. See you later, guys.
Bye, Stacks.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, let's know your thoughts ahead of NXT tonight on Twitter. At What Culture WWE.
If there's any set dressing where you can see some tulips in the background tonight,
that's a clue.
One of the locker rooms rushed out for the gag. For the bees.
Well, looks like we're going to have to close our flower shop here. Cling. Give me all your fucking gag. Oh, Stacks, you back. Bye, guys.
I'll take those tulips.
He snuck back in.
Out of interest, do you also sell organs? those guys in the UK will really like this.
Follow Michael Hamflet on Twitter at
Michael Hamflet.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick.
Follow me at Adam Wilburn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from. For daily wrestling podcasts as serious as this one, the Raw review from earlier on today is available right now. And we'll be back tomorrow to review this show as well. But for now, this has been the NXT preview. My thanks to the Dudley Boys, to Stacks, to Judgment Daisy, and to Nelly. And thank you for joining us. And we'll see you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.